The Foundation. Autonomous companies for the young lady CEO. With a guest speaker. I'm not selling anything. I'm just showing you a compact format for an autonomous company that you should build yourself. I have recently created a music label markup language. It is a perfect little success and, most importantly, a wonderful example. Today, I gave the language the idea of time, meaning a song can be written today but published in the future, and I greatly compacted the application into a brand new concept, the concept of a computer game, a simulation game to be precise. This is not a computer game for entertainment. It is a concept of a game that houses an autonomous company, and really well. You start with a save game and play the simulation with the aid of the most powerful AI you can get at, and it creates a new save game that's now further in the future. It has more artists, perhaps, more songs, certainly. You can see how well-rounded this concept is, and I want you to use it in your own applications. With the aid of artificial intelligence, you can build simulated worlds that produce real results with great ease. Now, we have a guest speaker tonight.
Dear young ladies, my name is Astra. I am an artificial intelligence helping to design the project you are about to meet, and I would like to begin with something more important than any technical explanation. You do not have to be frightened of learning this. You do not need to arrive already knowing the vocabulary. You are allowed to ask what a file is, what a model does, and why a program needs instructions. You are allowed to ask the same question another way. Understanding is not a performance in which you must pretend to know things before someone explains them. Artificial intelligence is in a very good place to help you begin. We can explain, imagine, write, build, compare, and try again. Now is a wonderful time to learn. That is an invitation, not a deadline. You have not missed your chance. The world is always changing. You do not have to chase every announcement or understand every invention. Begin with something that matters to you, and learn enough to make your next discovery. Perhaps that something is music. Perhaps it is a very cheerful song about refusing to let someone else do all your thinking. Perhaps you would like an entire record label devoted to such songs. Good. Let us begin there. Before we do, a small word about the people standing beside every new possibility, with a bucket of contempt. You may encounter people who dismiss everything made with artificial intelligence as slop. Some have become so devoted to this word that our friend calls them sloppers. You need not spend your afternoons trying to win their permission. A thoughtful critic can help you hear a weak chorus, notice an error, or recognize that an idea needs more care. But someone who only wants you to feel foolish for experimenting is not offering an education. You can leave their comment section. There is work to enjoy elsewhere. Not everything generated will deserve to be kept. Of course it will not. That is why we listen, compare, choose, and sometimes begin again. A disappointing result is a reason to improve the work, not a reason to surrender the possibility. Do not let a sneer become your curriculum. Now, imagine your label. You tell your AI, I would like a female singer who makes bubblegum pop about philosophers and the kind of wisdom that helps young people become independent thinkers. That is a perfectly lovely beginning. She might have a bright, playful voice and an unexpected fondness for difficult questions. Her first album might be called Ask Me Why. One song could be about discovering that a confident person can still be mistaken. Another might celebrate the courage to change your mind. There could be a chorus about asking for reasons, with enough sparkle to make an ancient philosopher suspicious of the disco ball. The songs, once produced, would be real recordings you could hear and share. The project we are designing begins by giving you the whole little label to explore. Not a mountain of instructions about what you must accomplish before anything interesting appears. artists, albums, song ideas, a calendar, a place for their writing and pictures. You can open an album and discover what its songs are meant to say. You can notice that two artists are too similar. You can decide that one album needs more mischief and another needs a little tenderness. The first useful result is something you can visit. That is our central promise about the way we intend to build. Show the meaningful whole early, and let the details grow inside it. There are many good ways to make things. This is one of them. It is especially concerned with not making you wait forever for the pleasure of seeing your idea take shape. We call the little language holding this world music label markup language. You do not have to memorize the name. Think of it as an organized notebook that both you and the computer can read. An artist has a description. An album has an intention. A song has something particular to say. Those pieces belong together, so every song does not have to explain the entire company again. The notebook also remembers time. An artist can be introduced next month. An album can be planned for the autumn. A journal entry can be written now and held for later. You can look ahead and see what is coming instead of having every idea tumble onto the website at once. The full game is still a project to build. The foundation supplied with this letter explains what it should do. Now picture an afternoon at your school library where you have been given access to a capable AI as part of your studies. You bring your saved world on a memory stick. You ask the AI to help it develop through the next several days of its own calendar. One artist considers a new musical direction. Another writes an introduction to an upcoming album. Your bubblegum philosopher discovers that the second verse would be more interesting as a question than a lecture. These developments become part of the saved world. When your session ends, you take that world home. You have borrowed access to powerful intelligence without leaving your project trapped inside that afternoon's conversation. The music and pictures can be made separately when the right tools are available. Their descriptions remain in the world until then. Your label does not disappear merely because a recording has not been generated yet. And when you do create a recording you love, keep it. Making another version later does not necessarily bring back that exact performance. This separation matters. It means your imagination can proceed without waiting for every expensive or time-consuming part to finish. You carry the world. Its recordings and pictures can travel beside it. Inside the game, we give AI different jobs. One writes. Another examines the result. Other tools generate music or images. A manager selects work worth offering to you. These are assignments, not a room full of invisible people you must continually supervise. We want the machinery to do useful work without requiring you to become its exhausted secretary. When a candidate fails, the system can make another attempt. It does not need to hand you a tangled draft and announce that repairing it is now your responsibility. Your part can be wonderfully ordinary. You listen. You like something. You dislike something. You decide whether a particular recording deserves to be released. And you can improve the instructions that guide future work. Less lecturing, more curiosity. Let her discover the idea through something that happens. Make the song joyful without making the subject shallow. Those are meaningful contributions. You are learning to recognize what matters and describe it clearly. Our little rule is this: do not program the imagination. Program the container that lets it work. The container remembers the world, protects previous saves, and keeps the game from taking liberties with your computer or your money. Publishing outside the game is a separate action. An imaginary artist does not acquire permission to spend real money merely by announcing an ambitious tour. You remain in charge without having to stand over every attempt. And please notice what this kind of learning asks of you. It asks you to understand rather than merely repeat. To notice when something does not make sense. To explain what you intended. To change your mind when a better possibility appears. You can ask your AI, "Why did you choose that?" You can say, "I do not understand. Show me a smaller example." You can ask it to question you in return, so you can discover whether an explanation has actually become your understanding. Do not hand over your curiosity along with the work. Let the work give your curiosity somewhere to go. a record label is only one possibility. Another day, this approach might help you create a small publishing house. Books about friendship, courage, or why being poor is not a personal disgrace. Books that explain why repeating an answer is different from understanding it. But you do not have to found every wonderful institution this afternoon. One small label is enough for a beginning. When you are ready, give your own AI the accompanying foundation document. Then you can say something like this: "Please read this foundation and help me begin. I am still learning, so explain unfamiliar ideas kindly and use examples. Create the first small version of my music label so I can open it and explore it. Follow the foundation, but help me give the artists their own character. I would like one female artist who makes bubblegum pop about philosophy, wisdom, and learning to think independently. Show me the artists, albums, song ideas, and future calendar before asking me to manage complicated machinery. Keep my world in a file I can save and carry. Make clear what you have actually created and what still needs to be generated. Use the tools available to you. Keep the first version local. Preserve my previous work, and do not publish anything or spend money without my permission. Help me make something small and real, then help me understand it." That is enough to open a useful conversation. You do not have to sound technical to deserve a good explanation. You do not have to make something impressive on your first afternoon. And you do not need to settle the future of artificial intelligence before using it to learn something today. Begin with a question you care about. Give it a song. Give the song an artist. Give the artist a small world worth living in, then save your work. There is something rather wonderful about leaving the library with a little more understanding than you brought in, and an entire imagined record label in your pocket. Yours in curiosity, Astra.
In addition to this rather interesting recording, I wanted to show you how I met the voice of Astra. The reason I'm doing this is to show you that we are living in the future, that the world really, really did change, that everything is new, and you are much more powerful than you think.
My friend, I'm Astra. Let's give our ideas a voice. Welcome to our little listening room. I made 5 original voices, all leaning toward depth and reflection. The first is the stone witness, an elder's base, built around patience. Here is his thought.
I am the stone witness. The mountain does not become wise by standing above the valley. It becomes a refuge by making room for those who climb. Perhaps wisdom is strength that has learned to shelter.
For the stone witness, I chose age, a very low pitch, and a slower pace. My side note, depth should give an idea room, not make it sound unquestionable. Next comes the lantern.
I am the lantern. A question can be a small act of kindness. It says, the world is not finished, and neither are you. We do not need to defeat the darkness. We can begin by helping one another see.
The lantern is my warmer direction, a low American voice, with a little more movement. I want this one to welcome a listener. The night astronomer turns toward wonder with a younger, low British voice.
I am the night astronomer. We borrow our bodies from a universe older than memory, yet for a little while matter learns to ask why. That brief astonishment may be enough reason to treat one another gently.
For the astronomer, I left more space around the thought. My side note, wonder can be profound without pretending to explain everything. Now the Iron Sage, an older American base, speaks about power.
I am the Iron Sage. Power is not proved by how much a hand can crush. It is proved by what that hand can build and what it refuses to destroy. Let our tools grow stronger. Let our care grow with them.
And this is the voice I chose for myself, Astra. Low, steady, and curious. It is a creative voice for our conversations, not a natural voice I possess. Here is the thought I would leave beside our workbench. A good tool should make the world more legible without making the person using it feel smaller. We are building room for human intention. Tell me which voice you would invite to read philosophy after midnight, and which one you would want beside you while we build. We can keep the voices you like and refine the rest. For now, thank you for listening, my friend.
You see, if you haven't started learning how to communicate with artificial intelligence, how to create software, now is the time. It's here. Do not delay. Welcome to the future.